This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A judge has rejected a push for a new trial in a multimillion-dollar political conspiracy case against rapper Pras Michelle of the Fugees. On Friday, U.S. District Judge Colleen Collar Cutley found his defense attorney's use of degenerative AI program during closing arguments and other errors that did not amount to a serious miscarriage of justice during the Washington, D.C. trial. And U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, Michelle faces up to 20 years in prison on the top charges. The Israeli military struck the West Bank city of Jenin Friday, third day of heavy fighting in the Palestinian territory. The Israeli military said it struck Palestinian militants and killed a senior Hamas commander in the city. Such airstrikes, while common, have the months-long Israel-Hamas war in the Gaza Strip have been rare in the West Bank in the time since. Israel says the raid across the northern West Bank, which have killed at least 20 people, mostly militants, since late Tuesday, are aimed at preventing attacks. The Palestinians see them as a widening of the war in Gaza and an effort to perpetuate Israel's decades-long military rule over the territory. The U.S. military took part in an Iraqi raid in the country's western region that killed 15 people as forces targeted suspected militants from the Islamic State group. That's according to a statement from the American military early Saturday. The U.S. military central command alleges that the militants were armed with numerous weapons, grenades, and explosive suicide belts during the attack, which Iraqi forces said happened in the country's Anbar Desert. They also added that there is no indication of civilian casualties. This is VOA News. Two missiles suspected to have been fired by Yemen's Houthi rebels have targeted a ship in the Gulf of Aden. The missiles splashed down on Friday nearby without causing any damage. That's according to the British military's United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations Center, which said the attack happened about 240 kilometers east of Aden. The Houthis did not immediately claim the attack. However, it can take the rebels hours or even days afterward for them to acknowledge their assaults. The attack comes after the Houthis repeatedly assaulted and then bombarded and boarded a Greek-flagged oil tanker in a nearby Red Sea, planting explosives on it that they later detonated. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has fired the commander of the country's air force after one of its Western-donated F-16 warplanes crashed and the pilot died. The order to dismiss the commander was published Friday on the presidential website. Air Force said U.S. experts have joined the Ukrainian investigation into that crash. The dismissal came on the same day that the commander directed scathing criticism at a lawmaker who is deputy head of the Ukrainian Parliament's Defense Committee. The lawmaker claimed that the F-16 was downed by a Patriot air defense system. Venezuelans awoke Friday to a major power outage in the capital, Caracas, in several states. President Nicolas Maduro's government blamed the outage, which it said began around 4:50 in the morning, on electrical sabotage. The communications minister said officials were working to restore power. Venezuela, in years past, suffered from regular power outages that the government almost always blamed on its opponents, but that energy expert said were the result of brush fires, damaging transmission lines, and poor maintenance of the country's electrical infrastructure. U.S. regulators have now cleared a third updated COVID-19 vaccine for this fall. Shots made by Novavax, Inc. Food and Drug Administration cleared updated shots made by Novavax on Friday. Already, Pfizer and Moderna are shipping doses modified to be better matches more recent strains of the ever-evolving virus. There are some differences. Pfizer and Moderna are so-called mRNA vaccines and come in doses for both adults and children as young as 6 months. Novavax makes a protein-based vaccine, a different technology. Those shots are open to anyone ages 12 and older. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.